This is Audible.
Brilliance Audio. The Fall Risk by Abby Jimenez. Performed by Julia Whalen and Connor Crace. For all the women who choose the bear and all the men who do the work to understand why, may the forest be a little less scary one day. Content guidance. All my books are rom-coms, but I do like to include more serious topics within them that some may find triggering. If you feel trigger warnings or spoilers, feel free to skip the next paragraph. Everyone else, see below. This story is about a woman who is being stalked by a mentally ill stranger. There are mentions of suicide, kissing cousins, and discussions about firearms for the purpose of self-defense.
Seth, Chapter 1. The stairs are gone. I stood outside at the top of the landing, just beyond the door of my second-story apartment, on the phone with my best friend, and gawking at a straight drop-off. The demolished remnants of what used to be steps sat piled into a metal dumpster, and the carport below in a mess of splintered wood and rusted wrought iron.
"What do you mean, they're gone?"
Gabe asked. "Gone, as in someone removed them." Silence.
"I'm coming over."
He hung up. I dragged a hand down my mouth. I'd heard banging this morning, but they were re-roofing the carport, so I didn't think anything of it. The property manager had been doing repairs, finally. The place was dated, it needed it. And we did need new stairs. I just thought maybe I'd get a text first. I was searching for the number to call him when the door to the unit across from mine opened. A woman stood in the doorway. My new neighbor. I hadn't met her yet. She'd just moved in. Pretty. Around my age, maybe 27, 28. Brown hair. Bear spray in her hand. She balked in the threshold, looking at me like she might back up and slam the door and bolt it. Then she glanced at the missing steps and did a double take.
Where are the stairs?
I think they're in that dumpster. I gestured to the carport. I'm Seth. I'm your neighbor. I was about to call the property manager, I said, already dialing. He picked up on the second ring.
This is John.
Hi, John. Seth in apartment 16. Were you aware that my stairs are gone? A long pause.
Your stairs are gone.
That is correct. I heard water shutting off.
Are there workers there?
I peered around. None that I can see. He cursed under his breath.
I'll be there in 5.
I hung up. He's on his way. She wrapped her sweater protectively around herself.
I heard the banging. I just thought it was the carport thing.
Yeah, me too, I said.
Who do you think did it?
She asked. Probably a mistake, I said, leaning over the edge.
Oh, please don't.
I glanced at her. What?
That. You could fall.
I'm not going to fall. Trust me.
No, seriously, please.
I'm an arborist, I said. I spend my days hanging out in trees. I'm very good with heights.
Well, I'm not, and you're making me nervous. Also, you have an injury. What if you trip?
I peered down at my ankle. I was off the crutches now, but I was still wearing the boot. Okay, good point, I said. I guess I'm a bit of a fall risk. She looked relieved when I stepped back.
How did you get that?
She asked. Dead branch coming down. I had to jump out of the way.
Is it broken?
She asked. No, just a bad sprain. She nodded, looking around uncomfortably. I let out a breath and checked my watch. I was going to get a coffee, I mumbled. I guess that's not happening anytime soon.
You don't have any in your apartment?
Unfortunately not. I'm sorry, what was your name? I asked.
I'm Charlotte.
Nice to meet you. John came jogging up to the building. When he got to where the stairs used to be, he stopped and looked around, perplexed. Told you, I called.
Son of a...
he muttered. He took out his cell and called someone.
Yeah, Guillermo, Your guys took down the wrong stairs. I said apartment 60, not 16. I've got tenants that can't get out. When are they coming back?
A pause.
Monday? No, it's Friday. That's the whole weekend. I don't care. I don't care. Put up something temporary.
Another pause.
Let me call you back.